Good morning. Thousands of Catalan pro-independence activists protested in Barcelona yesterday to mark the anniversary of demonstrations that fired up the region's secessionist drive and brought Spain's worst political crisis in decades. The protesters were demanding the release from prison of prominent separatists, among them Jordi Sánchez and Jordi Cuixart, the leaders of grassroots organizations, the Catalan National Assembly and Òmnium Cultural. They've received preliminary sedition charges, but no trial date has yet been set. More protests are planned to mark the anniversary of the October 1st referendum and the subsequent failed declaration of independence. A university is being investigated for allegedly giving away diplomas to hundreds of Italian nationals. The King Juan Carlos University in Madrid reportedly granted law diplomas to around 500 Italians with limited Spanish language skills. The university already faces claims of awarding fraudulent master's degrees to two popular party politicians. A court spokesman said the latest probe was at a very early stage. According to eldiario.es, the students took trips to take their exams, which coincided with Real Madrid football matches. Cristina Cifuentes, the former head of the Madrid region, and the ex-health minister Carmen Montón both resigned over allegations that the university had awarded them master's degrees without them completing the work. The British Navy was forced to fire a warning flare at a Spanish ship after it got too close to a nuclear submarine which had just been loaded with missiles in Gibraltar. Pictures show HMS Talent, a Trafalgar-class nuclear sub, attempting to leave the port on Wednesday along with a police escort. But just after the submarine left the safety of the harbour, a patrol boat from the Guardia Civil could be seen approaching. A flare was fired in the direction of the Spanish ship as it got close to the sub. Traffic authorities are considering making speed-limiting technology obligatory in all newly manufactured cars in a bid to reduce deaths on the road. The leader of the DGT Traffic Authority believes the system preventing cars from travelling above the speed limit could prevent up to 400 fatalities a year by cutting serious accidents by at least 20%. The smart speed system, according to the DGT boss, was the subject of a research project in Norway and found to be the most efficient at saving lives. And volunteers have picked up some 22,500 cigarette butts from a Costa del Sol beach. The haul was removed from La Linea's shoreline during World Cleanup Day at the weekend. Cadiz-based green group Ecologists in Action shared a photo of the butts which were collected using empty water bottles. That's the latest from DRE. I'm Bob James.